I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Converts to Christianity in Afghanistan lead dangerous lives and must keep their faith secret in order to avoid persecution. That's why Cure International is preaching the gospel at all times and using words when necessary, so says the organization's founder and CEO, Dr. Scott Harrison. Cure has established hospitals in Afghanistan and is treating disabled children, a highly neglected population group. It's an open door for ministry. And with an anti-American sentiment running high and mission outreach more effective from second and third world nations, World Gospel Mission is doing something about it. WGM held its first international summit this week and is looking to restructure itself to be a more international organization. Rather than a North American thrust, it would be an international thrust, where it wouldn't be just the U.S. sending missionaries, but rather missionaries from all over the world going all over the world. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.